Carol O'Forey. Am I the Skibanger?
Alrighty, if you like social media, you would have seen the video that we posted on Facebook and Instagram, and I think TikTok as well, where we unpack today's conversation. It's coming from Richards Bay. It's very funny. I think every girl, and maybe even some guys, can relate. But definitely girls, we know this person. We may be friends with this person. And they drive us nuts. Some of us just accept that's who this person is. Otherwise, you know, others just cut these people off. But they're there, okay? We're going to Richards Bay, everybody. Join me. As Anonymous has written to us from Richards Bay. Now, B, here's a story. It runs like this, okay? If you on socials, you would have seen the video. It's very funny. It goes like this. Hey, Carol, I'm in a WhatsApp group with about 15 other women. We've all been friends pretty much since high school, and we've stayed in touch. There is one woman in the group, right, that has become insufferable. Whenever anyone sends a photo of something that's nice that they've bought themselves, like a bag or a watch or a pair of shoes, almost every single time, this person will go and buy the same thing and post it a few days later. The effect is back, right? She says, I even lost my points because I'm looking up for this thing. A few days later, right, this person will go and get it. It is so annoying. So now, nobody ever posts photos of anything we buy because we know the excitement will be dissolved by this person. We often just send it privately. Are we skibengers for now just keeping quiet and sending private messages in this group? Anonymous in Richards Bay.
Sure.
I know, right? What are your thoughts? We all know this person. Come on.
For sure.
We all know this person. We know one of them in our lives.
I actually feel if I was a part of the group, I would feel the need to ask the person, and like, why are you like out here getting what I got a few days ago? Like, what's up with that? I mean, why not just ask, right?
Right. So are they skibengas for just starting another group and talking about the things they like, keeping it out?
Actually, no. Because
yeah,
I do the same.
Yeah. Normalize it. Normalize making a separate group to avoid these kinds of people.
One time.
I say not a skibenga. This person's annoying. We all know this person. I'm one of those people, like, when I get that, where did you buy that? My sister bought it for me. My mom bought it for me. So I don't know where I bought it because I didn't buy it.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. But then you get those people who go and find it, eh? They will go and find it. Come hell or high waters. 061-792-9495. Is Anonymous a skibenga with her other friends for creating a separate group to discuss their nice things because the copycat is on the loose? 061-792-9495. Also call us 087-086-9495.
Carol O'Forey, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.
Morning, daytime queen. I had that experience. I worked somewhere where a woman decided that everything I wore, she wore a couple of days later. I just don't know. Anyway, I was getting more and more fed up. And I spoke to a couple of friends about it, and they said, no, just feel, please, that she likes your style. But I couldn't. It really, really bugged me. And I tried all sorts of funny things wearing to work in the hope that she wouldn't. But no, that woman's not a skibenga. It is annoying. Some people will say, no, she should, that they should feel proud that they've got good taste and she's just copying them. But anyway, Carol, have a great day. This is Sue from Tulumi.
Carol O'Forey, am I the skibenga?
Oh, people. We got a letter from Richards Bay from Anonymous, who's in a friendship group with 17 other ladies. Is it 17 or 15 other ladies? A whole lot of girls, okay, in this friendship group, 15. And apparently there's one who's just insufferable. That is the words used by them, not by me, because they are such a copycat. When someone buys something, ma'am, she's on the streets getting the exact same thing to show that she's got it too. And now they're over it. They've created a separate group so that they can enjoy their nice things on their own and in peace without the copycat on the loose. But now they're kind of feeling bad because copycat is feeling like, why is all the comms gone down? And they want to know if they're the bad guys for creating separate groups to discuss their nice things. 061-792-9495. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Jean.
Hey, Carol.
How are you?
Well, and you?
Good. Do you know such a copycat in your life?
There are many of those type of people, yes.
And I believe you're an excellent idea in dealing with these lunatics.
Yeah, I don't think she's a skibanger, but she should become a skibanger. her and her friends must go to a store, pick out a really expensive item, take a photo with it, post it on the group, and then see what the other friend does.
Louis Vuitton, are you in the house? Give me your most expensive bag, please.
That's it.
I love that idea. It is brilliant. Have you used this before?
No, not quite, but I'll keep it in the background.
I love it. You've got your ace in your back pocket there. Jean, thank you so much for that. Have a wonderful one, eh?
Thanks, Carol. Thanks for a good show.
Thank you so much. Sure. Cheers. Bye. There you guys go. Nice ace there in the back. They'll go and mortgage their whole house just so that they can have this item. Crazy.
Hi, it's Ghost Rider. Sunday night here from Harding Guamach. Definitely not a scavenger, but hey, we've got a lot of people like this in these days and age. Thanks, Carol. Sunday night here from Harding Guamach.
Oh, man.
Hi, good morning, Carol.
Hi.
I'm calling from Shawcross. Hey. This is Anonymous.
Okay.
Listen to your scavenger story, and no, they are not a scavenger because I have a neighbor who does the very same thing.
Not a neighbor.
And they should just carry on, enjoy their lives, and chat privately. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, that is hilarious. A whole neighbor. So when you put your husband out there, go and also get the same one. I cannot. Oh, hold on. Let's get this one.
Hi, Carol. Anonymous is not a scavenger. You know this annoying lady in the group who, like, whatever I buy, she's gonna buy it. That's very it's not charming. So yeah, not a scavenger. Feel free. You've just done a great choice. Feel free, guys. It's not a scavenger at all. No shame, no.
You know what I love about what she says? She says it's not charming. Okay. We've got a new word on the loose, people. It's not charming.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
That's East Coast Radio. Today, time Queen Carol Ofori. If you're just joining us, we have a scabenga situation, and it's time for Judge Sondo to give us the final verdict. So if you're just joining us and like, what's the story? So here's the story. A group of girls, 15 of them in a group, and they're all traumas and everything. But there's this one chickie they call insufferable because she always copies anything cute the other girls get. Watch, bag, you name it. She copies it like a proper copycat. She takes notes and she goes and gets the exact same thing a few days later. So now they're over it. They've created a separate group where they talk about their cute stuff because girly is just not vibes. And now they're feeling a bit bad. They're like, ish, are we bad for starting a group on the side just to keep this girl out of our stuff? Judge Sondo, please give us your final verdict. Is she a scabenga and her traumas, are they scabengas for creating the separate group?
As Judge Sondo, I find the defendant not guilty. Ach, shame. Bak papel. They're full of nonsense.
They are full of nonsense. Well, let's get ready for the latest news, shall we?
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.